All right, I want you to look in Romans tonight, if you would please, chapter number 1. Let's read a few verses. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
And God will add his blessing to the reading of his infallible, inerrant, God-breathed word. I want you to go back with me now tonight, saints, if you would, for just a few moments. And I want to preach a message. Listen to me now for just a moment. I want to preach a message tonight, just a little while, on this thing of paid in full, but still in debt.
Amen.
Paid in full, but still in debt. Amen. I want you to look in verse number 14. Here's what the Apostle Paul said. After he talked about, and of course confirmed again, that Jesus Christ was the Lord, here's what he said. He said in verse 14, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Paid in full, but still in debt.
Amen.
Beloved, listen to me tonight. I believe with all my soul that we, and it has been, in Jesus Christ our Lord, everything that we have has already been paid in full.
Amen.
I'm talking about our great salvation that's in Christ Jesus, has already been paid in full.
Amen.
By him. But we are still in debt. Now, beloved, I, as much as I'm reluctant sometimes to preach and to say everything that's on my heart, I like to try to get across everything that's on my heart tonight. And one thing is that the message that I preached on last night on indifference. Now you need to take that, as our brother has already said, Brother Rocky, tonight in the testimony, you need to take that to heart. And you need to realize, on this thing of indifference, how much, and as you meditate on it, you'll see how much indifference we really have. You see, because of indifference, and I'm not talking about just among the saints of God here, but I'm talking about among the people in general. That's why that the church tonight is not full.
Amen.
Because of indifference.
Yep.
I'm saying tonight, listen, we are in debt tonight of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in our life. We are in debt tonight. You see, beloved, we have a message to get across. What is our message? The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen, we've got something to tell. And we ought to be telling it. I'm talking about everywhere we go, we ought to be telling the wonderful story again. Now, I talked to Brother John. Brother John said, well, I've knocked on some of the doors here in the back hole on some of the other trailers and around in the neck. Hey, but listen, we need to go over again and again. I know that a lot of times the church don't hear this. How about Sister Joanne? It's still the same. The only way that we're going to get our church full
is that we're going to have to go tell that story over. You know why? Because we are in debt. Quentin, we're in debt tonight. We're in debt for what Jesus Christ did in our life, and we ought to be willing to tell it. Not only in the church, hey, I enjoy getting up and telling a testimony or hearing a testimony. But listen, where our message needs to go is outside these doors to others about what Christ Jesus has done within our life. And beloved, I want you to know that it can be done. We are still in debt. And we have a message. Our message is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And if we have experienced that, then we need to tell that outside of these four walls. For you see, not only a message, but we have compassion. Listen, our compassion is to those that are lost without Christ. I never will forget when they called me and they said, "We want you to come to India." I got on the plane, and I flew out of here and went to, and when we landed in Calcutta, I've never seen a place in all my life. Listen, I've been in a lot of places, but brother, when I got off that plane in Calcutta, and I went into the city there, Bombay, I've never seen the like in all my life. Open sewers right down the way, and wall-to-wall people. And you know, here in the States, sometimes you're driving along, and you'll see a nice, big, wooded area, and nothing there, no houses, no people, nothing. Listen, I kept driving. When we rented that car there in Bombay and rented our guide to take us down in the interior so we could preach the gospel to those that were there. Listen, as we drove, I never did run out of people. I mean, from city to city to city, right on the interior into Bombay. Listen, I've never seen the like of people in all my life. And it's just like Piper. We'd go down into those cities. And listen, they would announce that we were there on one into that city. My hand before God, I line up before the Holy Ghost tonight. Listen, they announced it one into that city. And we'd drive through that city. And honest before God, they'd come out of those huts. And then follow us all the way down to the end of the city. And then you know what we'd do? We'd stop at the end of the city for the bouquet. And we'd pull out the good old book and begin to preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've never seen the like in all my life. But I'm talking about compassion tonight. You see, we have compassion just like they did. We are a debtor to this thing of compassion. We need to have compassion on those that are without. Listen, Brother Rocky was talking about hating his brother tonight. The Bible says, if a believer, he says that if a believer hates his brother, the Bible says over in 1 John that he is a murderer. That's what the Bible calls it. Not only a liar, but calls him a murderer, and said we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding within him. I'm talking about compassion tonight. Thank God somebody had compassion on me. Thank God for those. I see these three ladies back here. Honey, I was just thinking about that tonight. Those three ladies, that's the reason I enjoy talking with them. For it was three ladies that kept coming to my house in Atlanta, Georgia, and inviting me to church. Hey, they never invited me to Christ, Brother Bucket, but they were faithful. And knocking on my door every week and inviting me to come to church, and thank God there's where I got saved by the grace of God. I'm talking about compassion tonight. Boy, I'll tell you what, when we got out there in that city and we preached there for 18 days. Listen, I caught another bug while I was down there, another amoeba, and I said that once in a while, that Indian amoeba, that Brazilian amoeba gets to biting inside me, and brother, I mean, just ripped me up. But I want you to know that we got to preaching down in there, and then they found a water hole out there. Brother Clint, right in the middle of Calico. I've never seen the like in all my life. Listen to this now. Boy, I'll tell you what, it'll put us to shame here in America. Amen. And I stood on the hill. It's actually 2 miles outside that city, Brother Bucky. And they came out that morning, and here's what they were singing. And the only way I knew that they were singing that, because I know the tune to it, they were saying, "We're going to gather at the river." They started out there at 110 degrees temperature. And we were sitting up on the hill, and I watched the cloud of dust. Thank God, and they come out of that city. I watched that cloud of dust as they walked toward that old mud hole out there in the middle of the desert. And thank God, I had the privilege of getting down in that old mud hole. And I baptized over 100. Hallelujah to God. I'm saying, I'm having a privilege, hallelujah, prophetical, and to tell the story over and over again. I'm talking about compassion tonight. We need to have that compassion.
Beloved, listen, that'll only come.
Yeah, and I want you to know tonight that out of your devotion, it'll affect your emotion after a while.
When you get in this book and you realize what Christ has done for us, listen, it's paid in full, but we're still in debt tonight.
Amen.
Hey, brother, me and my little wife, we were talking about it again today. We've got a mission over yonder in Catawba, North Carolina. Brother Rocky, one soul. Honey, have we got anybody helping the mission right now? I'm talking about it. Given to it or anything, have we?
Not a soul. Not one soul. We've got
six missionary families tonight that's going through our mission, and my little wife goes every day.
She keeps the books. She receives the checks when they come in. She makes a deposit. She writes out the receipt. She sends she buys all the stamps.
Listen, in everything, they got one missionary, Sister Joanne. Then I've got the one missionary that
gives us one dime for us to do anything. In these special meetings that I come in, I afford all the envelopes. I buy all the stamps. I buy all the receipts. Yes. We send it out and everything else. What are you talking about? Are you complaining? Listen, I'm bragging on Jesus tonight. Okay, God, listen. I'm talking about compassion tonight. And beloved, listen. And the Bible says, he that sees his brother in need and shuts up his bowels of compassion, where dwelleth the love of God in him? Somebody said, well, I wouldn't go to India over there and risk my life for diseases and everything. Well, listen, you don't have much compassion. What is your life anyhow? Well, thank God, I want you to know that I fear the one tonight, amen, that's able to destroy both body and soul in hell. I'm not concerned about this body. Now, listen, please go and take on a new body. Hallelujah. And I'll spend this one for Jesus.
Amen.
Paid in full, but we're still in debt tonight.
Yep, yep, yep.
Children, we that are sitting here tonight, yep. We're listening and being able to listen to the glory of God. Oh, we are still in debt, whether we want to hear it or not. We're still in debt tonight. And I'm talking about real compassion. Listen, it's paid in full, but we're still in debt tonight. And we need to go tell those that are without the knowledge of God. Yep. We need to tell them about Christ.
Amen.
Well, Brother Matthew Gill, tell you what, and I've heard it 1,000 times. I've already knocked on the door. I've already made the phone call. Shut your mouth and do it again.
Amen.
Go back and do it again.
Amen.
And tell him and call him again. And listen,
if it hadn't been for those three ladies
tonight, beloved, I wouldn't be up here preaching to you tonight.
Thank you,
well, thank God they kept coming back to my house. Hey, I got mad about it, Brother Rusty. They kept coming back again and again and again. They kept coming. I don't thank God one day I said, I'm alone.
Amen. Yep.
Compared to
it. That's right.
Compassion.
Yep.
I'm talking about compassion tonight. Boy, listen to this. I'll tell you why we don't have the compassion that we need. Because we've never been in dire need and never had God to work on our heart before. But if he ever does, you'll have that kind of compassion.
Hey,
brother, when I got over there, listen, nobody won't leave my wife. No, I didn't want to. I had to go out of the country. Listen, hey, more things happened there.
I got in that country when I went over there. And Brother Bucky, they forgot to stamp my passport. Hey, boy, when I started to come out, in 18 days when I started coming out of that thing, how don't you know that they stopped me at the counter? They said, you're a spy and you ain't going nowhere.
Yes. Listen, I broke out. I got in the court over yonder, Brother Rusty. Hey, boy, listen. Ask that to the mission director of mine. I got over yonder corner, and I prayed. I'm talking about the folk all around me. I'm talking about mashing in the face and pushing out all that. They wanted to get out of that country, too.
Yeah.
They said, we've only got want you to know that. Tonight, Mr. Massengill, we've got a place on that plane for four people. And that's all. We've already told two of them over here that's going on that plane. So that leaves a place for two. Then they said, in last time, Brother Russell, they said, we got to find out just how much you were ready. Couple I got over on that corner. And Brother Russell, listen, I passed that whole night. I mean, it was 4:30 in the morning. But before I finally heard, I had a voice ring out. And said, all right, you are going out of here. Bad and hunger. Now, won't you know, I had a prayer. I said, go and give this little last to me.
Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir.
Children, we ain't got nothing to hold on to. I've gone out on this side. My brother, and I don't give a rip what you got on this side. The only thing that's going to go, and the only thing that's going to count of yonder on that other side is what you've already laid up. And what you're here, it's going to turn
red. You're right.
I'll
get
him.
Come on,
brother.
Come on, brother.
Compassion. I'm saying tonight, listen, it's paid in full, but we're still in debt.
That's right.
Paul said, I'm a debtor, both to the Jew and to the Greek,
yeah.
To the barbarian, to the wise and the unwise. He said, I am a debtor. He said, so as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to those that run. Paul, don't you go up there in Rome. They're going to kill you if you go up there. That's where he died. That's where the guillotine fell on him. And his head bowed, but honey, I want you to know, before his head ever hit that pavement, thank God he is in the presence of Jesus. He counted it a privilege to give that little ass that he had up to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about compassion tonight. Listen, we need that kind of compassion. Children, we're the biggest debtors that there is right here in North Carolina. There's more preachers calling out of this place. There's more missionaries going out of this place. There's more money given for missions they're paying out of North Carolina than any state in the Union.
You're right.
You hear me?
Thank you,
I know that. You're
back. Thank you.
So we're under a great debt. We're under a heavy debt tonight because of this thing. And I'm saying, listen, it's paid in full, but we're still in debt tonight.
Amen.
Hey, children, listen. We hear it all the time. I know it. I understand it. We hear the preaching all the time. When we come back in, you say, how do you know I don't do anything about it? Well, look around you.
That's right. Yep.
Look around
you. I'll guarantee you, if you took it for real, this place before me, hey, I want to tell you something. I believe with all my rest and soul, if you really believe this, well, this is a party in hell, House Congress. I'm talking about where somebody's gonna go, and they're gonna sizzle like a sausage forever and forever and forever and forever in torment and never burn up. But they got all eternal souls that's gonna last. Listen, you crawl in razor blades and command my alcohol to get somebody out of hell tonight if you really believe that.
Paid in full, but still in debt. He'll be in debt till Jesus comes.
Amen.
That's the reason we need to give this life. What little bit of life that we've got.
Yes.
I've talked to elderly ladies like my friend back here on that. I've talked to them. And some of them, they got it all. But some of them said, we're too old. We keep doing this.
But let me tell you something. You keep on getting that for us. You keep on holding on the horse that often.
Amen.
Or I'll tell you what, you just keep praying. God, pour it on that little shrimp. Preaching for God. You pour it on him.
Amen.
Or if you keep pouring on him, God, you keep letting nobody pour it on him. Pour it on him.
I mean, listen, wake him up! Shake him out of bed! Get him up high and wear his heart up again! Burn him up with compassion! Send him out on the field! Burn him out for the glory of God. That's what I want to do. Hey, I'm not doing enough out for the devil. Hallelujah, because it's only the Lord's own life, and he'll give me five people to preach to. If you give me one, I'll take
now. What does Jesus come to have? Amen. We're still, it's paid in full, but we're still in it.
Yep.
Amen, brother. You see, not only that, not only do we have the message, not only do we have the compassion, but see, the whole argument of this whole book of Romans is, it's found in chapter number 10. Look at it right quick. I mean, the biggest argument that I can find in this whole book is right here. Look at verse number 13 of chapter 10, would you? I'll wait till you get there now. If you'll turn to Romans 10 and verse number 13, let me show you the whole crux of this whole book. Can I show it to you? Look what he says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what we do when we see that? What do? Come on.
We shout and have a good time.
Well, that's what we do.
For whosoever.
When we see that, we pound our chest like the old gorilla.
Woo!
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. But hey, but read the rest of that. That's where we all fail. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
See, there's the whole crux of it. See, the argument is, how are they going to hear? Hey, and I go to places like right here in North Carolina. I go to places like in Tennessee. I go to places like in Georgia. And Brother Bunkin, they look at me and they say, who's Jesus Christ? How can they hear without a preacher? Listen, children, I didn't choose the foolishness of preaching. He chose the foolishness of preaching to save them and believe. I didn't choose it. He chose it. And then there was some vessel that he chose enough to put the power of God on, not to go out and get the job done. Hey, I don't know why that somebody can get up in the pulpit and holler a little while and God save somebody. I don't know that. I don't understand.
Amen, brother.
I know one thing, we'll shout on verse 13. Every one of us will. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Because we know it. Boy, we did.
Yes, sir.
We love it.
Yes, sir.
We'll pound our chest. But we won't throw the next verse. You see, we all fall guilty. That's the reason we fall silent. We all fall guilty.
And
how shall we fall?
How shall they do it without a preacher?
Next, look at that next verse. And then I'll stop there. I won't read no more, but look at that next verse. And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Hey, you're right, brother.
You see, children, I'm saying it over again. Honey, if I had a church, the first thing I'd do, I'd get me a missionary board. And I'd take me on a mission. You see, this whole thing is given. Now, don't go to sleep on me.
Amen.
Well, I ain't going to, I'm not going to preach you a little bit longer. But you see, everything is given.
If the sun comes out in the morning, what does it do?
It gives.
If the moon comes out of that, what does it do?
It gives.
Stars come out of that, what does it do?
It gives.
When God sent his son, what does he do? He takes a game.
Hey, what did Jesus Christ come to do? He come to give, give his life a ransom for many. Now, listen, I'm saying, everything that I read in this book, he came to give. Everything is give, and yet you talk to a Baptist about it, and that's the last thing they want to do is give, and that's all it is to do is giving, giving, and giving, and giving. Your time, your talent, your money, your tithe, everything needs to be given to God. Listen, it all needs to be given.
Amen.
Amen. And yet we'll gripe about it. Because God gives us some special talent or something. Then we've got to give once in a while. And we groan about it.
Yep.
Children, I'm saying tonight, this thing of giving, how shall they preach except they be sent? You see, there's no compassion. There we go back to that old sin that I preached on last night. Indifference.
Amen.
We've got it. Amen. We're on our way to heaven, to hell with the rest of it.
Yep. You got it.
You say, I don't say that, Brother Matthew.
What do you live like?
Of course, you're going to live like it. You might as well go ahead and say it actually.
Amen.
Amen. Let me listen.
The day that I got saved, excuse me tonight for using me as illustration, but I know me better than I know anybody else.
But the day that I got saved,
I got up off of my knees there from the third row back, Brother Russell, right where you're sitting. I got up and came down that forward that morning.
And Brother Bucky, the very moment I got off of my knees, the Holy Ghost said, go give.
Right. I could not wait until the end of that next week. And
it was around Thanksgiving. I remember when we finally got away from Atlanta,
and I drove up to Knoxville, Tennessee, and went to every one of my people's house, every one of them, I read Psalm 100, and I told them what had happened to me. And then I got born again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God.
And from that day, that's all I've ever wanted to do. Oh, I love people. Oh, I love people much or more than anyone else does. That's what God's got on the inside of me. But listen, I love to tell a story over again. I want to give. Hey, that's why I stay up at night and pray. That's why I got the mission. That's why everything that I've got is turning toward God and giving to Him. And listen, to get the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I want to give Bibles. Sure, I want to give Bibles. Yes. I want to support missionaries. Listen, me and my little wife, out of what we're doing right now tonight, out of the money that you gave, even this week, has already gone to mission.
Yes. Thank God.
And everybody looks at me once in a while. Now, I'm not talking about everybody, but there's a lot of them doing. My little wife sitting back there, she'll say, man, nobody else would.
Do you know what they say about him? They say he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's driving when you're rich.
Yes, sure.
Yep.
Well, look, you've got a ring or two, huh?
Yes.
You all like this ring here?
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie to me, Brother Russell, honey. Song yours there, that matching. Oh, hold that up.
Yeah,
see that matching one? That's what Brother Russell gave us, too.
Now, Brother Rusty, honey, that didn't take away your
reward in heaven, Brother. That didn't take away your reward in heaven.
No.
Now, if your doctor was praying that I didn't would have, that you didn't do it. Now, I know, Brother Rusty.
Yeah.
I need a fresh up here. I said, when you do it, don't you look at it.
And
then we will do the same way. You look at it.
But over there, they know that I can't eat anything because my stinking flesh is all being behind.
And so they load it down with food.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm
about to
get back in the car.
Honey, don't you look at me that way. I listen, I don't think as much of that as I do any single $1,000 check you pay ever did.
Amen.
I've got a few of those in my life.
But Brother Rocky, don't change my preaching one bit.
Amen.
Children, I'm talking about this thing of giving everything given.
Yep.
Paid in full. Still in debt. I'm going to stop. I won't ask you something.
Now, then, I know a few in number.
But he said, where two or three would gather in my name.
Amen.
There I am. In the midst. He's in the midst.
Amen.
But I won't ask you something. You know you get paid in full. I don't have to ask you just one at a time and answer me that question. You know that it's already paid in full.
Amen.
But do you know that you're still in debt? We're still in there. We'll be in there until Jesus comes. And hey, we've got the goods.
Yep.
We just need to take it out from under the bushel basket and watch on the display. Now listen to me. Listen to me now, and I'm going to close. Now, you've got businesses. Some of you got business.
What part of you don't have business has got a problem? You need to get some old tracks back there on the back. You need to lay them out.
Amen.
Yep. You need to deal with it. If we're going to deal with it, every time you come, we're going to deal with it.
Yep.
Lord, God, pray with your food for us.
And
pray out loud. Don't give it out of whispers off of your neck.
Amen, brother.
Pray out loud. Let us deal with it. Where do you go? Deal with it. That's what you need to be. How about if you're at Fraser this morning? Get that on the Fraser check.
Some lights took off that car of mine and put on another car.
And while I was up there, I went in there to ask the lady. Honey, I forgot to tell you about that.
I asked the lady. I said, dear lady, I said, do you have a Bible
around here? Oh, she couldn't sure do that. I said, thank you. I moved to study my sermon while I was up back here. Oh, she give me that Bible. Then she went over there and on television was on. And she walked around a little while. She walked, she said, I'm going over and turn off that thing. And said, that preacher can't study good that thing. Yeah. She turned that on. Soup opera. It was on. She put that thing off. And finally, the fellow back in the back, and how that was doing the work, he come in and he moved it in there. And he sat down and he said, boy, he's not like the book of Genesis. I said, you do. And he said, like this book and that book and the other book. And then the lady walked back out there and she said, what do you think you want? I said, I was a missionary for 6 years in Brazil. She said, would you come to my lady's circle and talk to them? So that's what I want you to do. She took my number and telephone number and name. I said, ma'am, I'll come to your lady's circle or whatever other circle you're in.
Praise God,
tell
me about you.
Children, I'm saying we need to be a witness everywhere we go, every day, how that we get up. We ought to pray that God somehow or another will encounter us now into somebody that needs God, somebody that we can call to.
And
if that ain't your prayer, then you still fall under condemnation of being in this thing of indifference. You're still indifferent, and it still hadn't been taken care of. Every head bowed the way I close. Yes, sir.
Jesus is going to end up showing us something.
You're going to ask you now why we wait for this morning. What about this morning? I know you can shout, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You love me. So do I. But what about that next verse? How shall they call on whom? And whom they have not heard? How shall it leave on one without preaching? How shall it preach? Except to be saved. Do you know you're a debtor? Know you're a debtor?
Lord, that ought to make you empty your coffer tonight. I'm talking about if anything that God would speak to your heart about, you ought to say, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing
to be made willing. What about it now, children?
I'm not going to ask you anything in show of hands. But the altar's open. If you want to come tonight, you can't bow, then come and sit on the front row. That'll be fine. But you need to come. You need to come. You can leave your place right now. And we'll pray together. We'll make this the first, the closing prayer tonight. What about this thing? I'm talking about paid in full.
Yes,
it's still in there.
Yes.
If there's ever a time, children, that we need compassion, I'm talking about compassion. Honey, we need compassion today. Boy, I'll tell you, with the world as hard as it is, listen, it's hard sometimes to have compassion when the world's hard as it is, when you run up against folk like you do every day, hard and indifferent and cold, and some of them don't even know. Oh, listen, children, we need this thing of compassion. We need it. We need it as a church. We need it. So we can be a usable instrument in the hands of the Spirit of God. Oh, let's pray together. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we bow now in your presence, we love you. Our Father, we thank you for all that you've done. Again tonight, you remind us of your Lord that it has been paid in full. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. Thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that you've given us as a down payment that one day you're going to come and claim your own. Lord, thank you for all of that. Thank you for the promises in the Word of God. But our Father, help us to realize that we're still in debt. That God, we owe great debt to this world, and you saving us. We owe that debt and telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I pray that you'll help and lean on the hearts of these. God, not only to pray, but Lord, to give and then to go to the glory of God. My Father, I pray that you'll make Charity Baptist Church not only a name of charity, that is love, but God, make it so in sending a Lord from this place, not only preachers, But Lord, their money and their time, God, to the glory of God, I pray that you'll put the angel of God around each family, and God, I pray that somehow, some way, that God, you'll break through to these indifferent hearts, and God, help us to realize and to know that that God, that we need the compassion of the Lord Jesus. My Father, I pray that you make it so within our lives, that God will not be just found and bright and keep us simple, but Lord, that you give us the compassion of the Spirit of God. Lord, we are these verses that in the gospel where Jesus called the multitude and he had compassion for all them. Lord, you are moved as you walk here on the earth. You are moved with compassion. God, help us, I pray, to move with compassion. Help us, I pray, to be a church of all the people that God that loves me and then chose for that love by giving it to others. Lord, you've already said love. It's not love to us given away. But God, help us to give it away that we might get more from you. And Lord, we might give that to the glory of God. Oh, God, I pray that you would help us to be an obedient people tonight. God, I pray that you'll continue to work and do that within our hearts and do that with us that we need done. And we'll praise you, love you, and bless you. Oh, Lord, as we submit tonight, raising holy hands without wrath or doubting, as we pray this prayer in faith, believing, rejoicing, and expecting.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.